Welcome back, everyone. This is Extreme.
Yes, how are y'all doing?
Yeah, doing great, doing great.
So, my name is Zach.
That is true, Zach.
This is where you say your name.
My name is Zach. No, Joey. Yes.
We were so close. And this is a podcast where we're going to try out a new slogan. This is a podcast where we dig deep on your favorite video games. Analyze the crap out of them.
Yeah.
We'll analyzing probably fix that in post, maybe.
Analyzing the crap out of video games.
We're going to refine that maybe a little bit later. Yeah. But we're good for now.
Yeah, it's a progress. Work in progress.
Work in progress. So last time, just to quickly go over what we went over, can you run me through what we did last time?
Sure. We did the Waterworks Bureau.
Mm-hmm.
And the oil platform.
Exactly. And just for those who may not be listening to our previous episodes, we're playing through Mighty Gunvolt Burst.
That's true. And it's amazing.
And it's fantastic, and you should buy it, and you'll have a great time.
Yeah.
But enough about our piddling chit-chat. We have two new levels to run through today.
Yes.
And we're going to start off in the radio tower.
Let's do it.
So we got to go play that right now, so we're going to take a quick break.
On it.
Welcome back, everybody.
Hey.
What did you guys think of that one?
Oh, yeah. That's fun shit.
Yeah, great. That was a fun level.
Yeah.
Yeah. So let's dive right in. All right. The radio tower. First off, this music is just glorious.
So good.
I really like it. It actually fits the theming of the stage very well.
Yeah.
It kind of makes you feel like you're soaring, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Like up in the air, where the radio waves are. And so, as we go through the level, they're still doing a fantastic job of conveyance to the player here.
Right.
Honestly, they're pretty much masters of it, in my opinion.
Mm-hmm. Like, yeah, they know what they're doing.
They really do.
We've established.
Yeah, but they keep just reinforcing that every stage to me.
But, like, that's great.
Exactly. It makes me like that game even more.
Yeah.
So for this stage, they introduced a new mechanic of hanging on ropes yes. that could be stationary or moving in a direction. Either way, rope hanging is the jam for this stage.
Yeah.
And to show again, like, their like mastery of conveyance, again, they start you off nice and easy with their ropes, and actually eventually lead you down to a path where if you fall, you'll die, or run into some spikes. But they kind of made a bit of a prize at the end of this first section here, where you get fruit if you can navigate through the ropes.
Fruit!
So it behooves you to learn the ropes. I'm elbowing the... Thanks, Jerem. I was elbowing the air in hopes that somebody would say, Oh, yes. Fantastic.
Yeah, great.
Yeah. And I didn't say hi. Hey, Jerem. Good man. What do we got next? Jerem, do you want to tell them what's next? Yeah, he's right.
Yep.
That was very well summarized.
Yeah.
So we don't have to talk about that part at all, right? But for those of you who don't speak Jerem, basically what he said is that we also got the new item called the Double A Rigel.
Yes.
Which is basically a double or a triple jump. So that's fantastic. It really changes up your maneuverability throughout the stages now.
Yeah, especially convenience this stage.
Exactly. Considering you're jumping around in the air, you can always use that backup of having an additional jump or two.
Yeah.
But yeah, like the rest of these items, they can be very much customized, so you can actually do a single jump, a double jump, or a triple jump if this is active.
Yeah.
So, again, another fantastic use of customization here. As we move forward, though, like we said, it's very convenient that you can have customization options open to you mid-stage, because there's a point where actually you would need the double jump to at least go continue on.
Right.
So you can actually open up the menu and customize your new profile to actually have a double jump, and you can just continue on the stage. You don't actually have to, like, back out and come back in.
True.
So it makes it really, like, convenient. Really
convenient, yeah.
Exactly. So I love that about this fucking game. Jesus. Yeah.
And there's, like, so many, like, different options you could do. It's, like... Like, you're gonna want to change it a lot during the levels.
Absolutely. Yeah, like, you get so many items and skills, and you want to just kind of play around with them and find your best combo. Like, you really just want to keep your options open.
Yeah.
And as we move through this stage, though, we get to a room with one flying module that you kind of just... We get hoisted up on.
Mm-hmm.
It's a bit of a slower run, and you grab little items. There's some enemies kind of flying, but it's like a nice little interlude in the stage.
Yeah, it's like a fun thing.
It's like the equivalent of an elevator ride in X.
Yeah.
Except you're holding on to the elevator.
Yeah. But that change equally as slow.
Equally as slow. God, can you imagine if you had to do that for an elevator ride?
Oh my god.
All right, now hold on to this, otherwise you will not make it. Do not let go of the fucking elevator. Oh man. But yeah, it's a cool little interlude, interspaced in between.
Yeah.
As we keep going, though, we get another item called TB Agle, I believe.
TB Agle.
And it adds a different kind of shot type. So there's, like, straightforward, there's arcing, and now this one adds wave. So it goes in, like, a sinusoidal wave.
Yeah.
It looks pretty cool, actually, because certain enemies have shields in front of them, but not behind them.
Right.
So if you shoot the wave in such a way that it kind of arcs over their shield and hits them in the back, it's very convenient.
Yeah.
I think it's a pretty neat little upgrade that you can have.
Mm-hmm.
As we move on, though, again, near the end of the stage here, it really just shows that they have kind of really nailed down the conveyance of these topics new mechanic in this stage. They kind of culminate with like hanging ropes that move and spikes and kamikaze enemies that fly up and split off into parts. It's just
moving platforms.
It's a fucking, it's crazy. It's a goddamn kerfuffle.
Yeah. So good though.
Yeah, it's a lot of fun though.
Yeah. Very very like Nintendo.
Yes, it's not. Sorry, go on.
No, go on.
I was going to say that it's challenging in a fair way.
Yeah.
Because, I mean, you know about all of these previous mechanics from just running through the stages, so it doesn't seem like this kind of came out of the blue here.
Right.
So you are kind of equipped with all the knowledge you need to succeed.
You are equipped.
I know I just sounded like an advertisement for a privately funded college. We're going to give you the tools to succeed in this world. Do you want to make it in the world of business? Then you got to pay us money.
Yeah.
But unlike that, you don't have to pay us money. We'll just tell you the shit.
Yeah, we'll just tell you all the cool shit.
Yeah. Speaking of cool shit, we're at the boss, dude.
Yeah, that's some cool shit, dude.
Aviator, I believe his name is.
Yeah. That makes sense?
Yeah, he is a giant... He's just a helicopter.
Yeah, helicopter with legs.
And Gatling guns, or machine guns. So, this boss is pretty standard Mega Man fare in the beginning. Like, he does, like, a charging lock-on ramming attack.
Yeah.
Where he puts his little robot friend in front of him and it kind of locks onto your position. It'll try and ram you wherever you are. He'll send that robot just kind of flying at you to attack. He'll literally just shoot, like, his machine gun fingers at you.
Yeah.
And since he does fly, he, in a nice little homage to Storm Eagle, does a very similar diving attack to him.
Yeah.
Except it makes it look a lot cooler, a little more animated. Because once he hits the ground, he actually doesn't go through the ground. He kind of, like, stops and then shoots back up.
Right.
So he doesn't smash through the bottom of the stage.
A lot more detailed, also.
A lot more detailed.
Yeah.
And speaking of detail, holy shit. His final attack is so crazy out of the box. like, how did they think to do this?
Yeah, I don't know.
It made, like, I was really like, oh, what do I do? So the attack we're talking about is called, we've dubbed it Record and Rewind Time.
Nice.
So you'll notice when he starts doing his dive bomb attacks, sometime after he passes the halfway point on his health marker, that a little record button comes on in the side of the screen.
Mm-hmm.
And it doesn't really do anything for the first time, but after it's done recording, it changes to a rewind function. And what happens is literally every move that you and him did within that time was recorded. And now your after image becomes an enemy that can hit you.
Yeah.
His after image becomes an enemy that can hit you. And he's just normal body is doing the same attacks. So it's like three enemies all at once trying to like converge on you and hit you.
Yeah.
It's crazy. Intense.
Yeah.
How did he do that?
How did not, like, get damage from that?
it covers the screen in enemies, basically. Yeah,
basically.
But, like, how the hell does he do that? He's a helicopter, dude. Does he have a fucking TARDIS?
He's using extreme radio waves.
Yeah, he's just broadcasting himself on the radio. And this is his radio self.
I don't know.
I mean, I know people have radio personalities, but I think this is ridiculous.
Good one.
Thank you. Oh, come on, Jerem. That wasn't that bad.
I think it was more of a but-um-ching for your
Oh, pun. Okay. Fair enough. Thanks. I guess they sound kind of the same.
Yeah. Jerem, sometimes you just... We don't know what you're saying.
Yeah, you mumble a little bit, Jerem. But it's okay. We love you anyway. There you go. We'll get you some speaking classes so you can speak a little clearly. Don't worry, it'll be fine. Are you worried you won't know anybody? Oh, come on, it'll be fun.
Jerem, come on.
Don't be a prince about this.
Yeah, we talked about... Yeah, we talked... We talked...
Ooh. All right, well, Jerem's going into a little bit of a timeout now. Yeah, he's having a bit of a tantrum. All right. But I think that's about it for the Radio Tower stage.
Yeah.
Unless there's anything else we're missing here.
No. Don't think so.
Fantastic. So I guess that leads me into our logical conclusion for this segment. Internet backstory for Aviator.
Internet backstory.
Oh yeah.
Yes. All right. Aviator is a highly mobile robot proficient in reconnaissance and mid-air combat.
Hmm.
He processes unique deformation mechanisms and demonstrates superior adaptability both on the ground and in the air. Aviator has a jet blue torso with yellow markings, weighing in at about 331 pounds and about 7 feet 3 inches tall. Or the 150 kilograms and 220 centimeters.
Mm-hmm.
That is fantastic. Very, very fun. Let's talk a little bit about his story, though. So, Mighty Number 6 knows his Aviator, or Avi for short. Avi was one of the robots who went berserk during the events of the Mighty Number story. He takes over a radio tower, appearing multiple times throughout the stage, to give news reports or to taunt Beck. Let's see. What else do we have here? His personality. Aviator is a fast-moving, fast-talking robot who becomes a showboater in front of the camera. Very cool. All
right.
Yeah, he adopts the persona of a news anchor as Beck climbs the radio tower, reporting on his progress and giving him advance notice of weather hazards, enemies, and his attacks during their battle. He also references the Republic, which he wants to create, suggesting that he values equality, or at least fair representation, of all kinds of robots. He has an informal way of speaking, and often calls Beck nicknames such as Beckles, Tyrannosaurus Bex, Rutabeca, and Bectropolis.
Oh my god, those are actually amazing.
That's crazy. I love it. That's so funny. What else? A little bit of trivia on Aviator. He might be based on Gyro Man from the Mega Man series due to his helicopter's designs. Though he has a greater resemblance to his NetNavi counterpart, Gyroman.exe. Avi is the most recurring Mighty Number to appear in that game, as he'll show up in a few different other stages. His Japanese vocalist, Shotaro Morikuba, is also known as the vocalist of Monkey and The Answer. The theme songs of both Mega Man X5 and X6.
Oh, cool.
He is also the voice actor of Mega Man X and Dynamo in X5 and X6. Interesting.
Hmm.
But that's all I got for Mighty Number 6 Aviator.
Cool.
Very cool. I really like these backstories. They're so fun.
Yeah. Great addition.
They really put a lot of effort into him. I gotta give him credit. Maybe we'll check out this Mighty Number game afterwards. Who knows?
Yeah.
I've heard mixed reviews. Either way, that was pretty fun.
Yeah, it was.
You ready to move on to our next stage?
Yeah, sure. What are we doing next?
We're diving straight in to the military base. Attention!
Welcome back.
Welcome back, Extremers. Hope you enjoyed that break. That, I just realized we didn't say what the music was for the last segment.
We did not.
Well, that's probably because we're just going to figure that out in post, and maybe we'll put the name of the song in the show notes.
Yeah, that would be a good spot for him.
We'll do that. Maybe we'll just do that from now on, because it's a bit hard to remember. Anyway.
Yeah, true.
But moving forward, let's talk about the military base that we just went through.
Yes.
Okay, dude, I literally got lost in the music for like a good minute. I was just like drumming along with the beat on my legs.
It's so catchy.
It was so catchy. I was just like... Yeah. I was like, oh, so good.
Yeah.
Really liking the music here.
Yeah, part of what makes this level so much fun.
Exactly. It's fantastic callbacks to older Mega Mans, at least in the style. But it kind of makes it its own.
Yeah, agreed.
Yeah. Oh, and by the way, I know we haven't mentioned it a lot, and we did mention it a shit ton in X4. Background art?
Yeah, it's cool.
It's cool, but you know why we're not talking about it? Because it's really not worth talking about in this game. I mean,
it's like not...
It's good, but for some sections, they give a little more effort than they did in others. Yeah. Like, others, it looks like a pastel painting, and it's not as, like, detailed as some of the other things, like X4.
Right, but that's, like, the charm of this game.
Exactly. So that's why we're not really talking about it so much.
Yeah.
Like, certain sections... It's, like not... Sorry, go on.
It's just background, like...
You know? Like, when the background actually kind of interacts with the foreground, like in the city, or they had the robot enemy in the background shooting you, then, yeah, we'll bring that up there, but the rest of the time, it's just kind of, like, not really paid to as much attention to, because you're mainly looking at the foreground in this kind of game.
Yeah.
It kind of doesn't add too much.
Right.
Unless, you know, with the fire stage, with, with Pyrogen,
sometimes.
It kind of adds like an air of like an atmospheric touch to the theme, which kind of makes it better.
Right.
Other than that, though, let's talk about the military base. So moving through, we have a few notable enemies. Joe, I don't quite know how to say this, but there's a flying robot that shoots missiles out of its dick. I mean,
is that its dick?
It's just it looks like a dick.
Yeah.
It's like, it's the only thing hanging below it.
Yeah.
Like, what else could it be? Is it just one leg?
No.
It's just, why is it there? Why did they have to put it there? It's so phallic. Like, goddamn it.
there's one.
Sorry?
There's one like that, and then there's one that's not.
Yeah, no, there's just a normal robot that shoots rockets out of its head.
Yeah.
And it does it. It's just, it looks like a cannon on its head. Yeah. There's also just literally a turret, like a stationary turret. Like, it doesn't have any defining features aside from it being a turret.
Right.
And then there's another one that looks like it's supposed to be, like, an angel or something? It's got, like, a halo ring. And it, it throws it at you, and if you get caught in it, you're trapped for a bit.
Right.
Which is actually very Mega annoying Manny. Based on the new mechanics for this stage in particular, which are moving floors that can be switched on and off for moments.
Oh my god.
Which, where you can kind of see where this is going. So eventually we actually move to like really fast moving platforms over pits with these like angel robot enemies there. So...
Yeah.
Like, say you get caught in one of those, and it's moving super fast, you're basically dead.
Basically dead, yeah.
But again, they do a great job of conveying this to you by making it like you're in a safe environment, you learn the ropes about the switching mechanics. They actually give you a little bit more buffer than the other stages do, just so you really understand it.
Yeah, because it's hard. It's pretty hard, this one.
It is, because it requires a lot of timing and understanding when the... platforms are going to turn back on. Actually, they give you a little bit of indication because the lights on the platforms will glow as they're about to restart.
Cool.
So it's a good choice to kind of convey to the player, like, hey, you better, like, get your shit in order because this is going to start up again. Mm-hmm. That's really well done. I have a bit of... I don't know if this was a glitch or something, but I think I glitched the game maybe a little bit.
You what?
I think I glitched the game maybe a little bit, or I don't know what happened. I think I jumped too high at one point, and the camera, it triggered the camera panning upward, but there really wasn't anything up there. It was like a big black rectangle.
Okay.
With, like, it was a little textured, but that's about it. I don't know if they intended just to jump that high.
Right.
Again,
that's weird.
I don't know if that was a glitch or if, like, you are allowed to go up there. I didn't see anything in the brief second that I was up there.
Yeah.
But, I just wanted to...
If anyone knows, you know, let us know.
Exactly. I just wanted to bring it up. What were you saying? Sorry, I kept cutting you off.
Oh, I was just saying, if anyone knows, like, let us know.
Yeah, absolutely.
Is that a thing in the game?
Maybe, I don't know. I'll have to go reinvestigate and I'll report back.
Yeah.
But as you move through, get another item called Arcturus.
Arcturus.
Which I need to remember what it does. Oh, Joey, can you vamp for me?
Vamp for me.
Vamp for me.
There's like a lot of spikes in this section that are annoying and shit that we didn't bring up yet. So I could bring that up.
Yeah, yeah. Do it up, man.
These platforms just roll you right into them.
Yeah, they're pretty... It's good, again. Like, they teach you about it before they make it a real problem for you, but they're really testing your limits as a player.
Oh, yeah.
Kind of making it seem like, oh, darn, like, you don't feel like it wasn't your fault. Or you do feel like it is your fault if you fail. And I mean, like, again, that's not a bad thing necessarily, because you know why? Right. I mean, they told you this, and you're kind of, you're on the hook to know.
More accountability.
More accountability.
That's it.
Speaking of accountability, I'm sorry I can't find what Arcturus is. I'll look it up later and get back to you.
That's all good.
But as we go through this stage, they only introduce one more new thing, which is gigantic fucking saw blades.
Saw blades!
Just huge saw blades.
They block your whole thing.
They do, and actually they put a lot of detail into it. When it hits the ground, like, it sounds like a saw blade hitting the ground. There are sparks coming up.
Right.
It's just a nice touch from the design.
Mm-hmm.
Makes it very, very, very interesting. But as we move through the stage, it's just really solid platforming throughout. With the moving floors and everything.
Yeah, yeah.
But after you navigate through the moving platform section, is there anything else we missed in the stage?
No, we pretty much just get to the boss after that.
Yes.
Except there was that huge, like, dude with the shield.
Mm-hmm. One of those Gundam robots?
Take him out right before the boss kind of thing.
Yeah. So if you have the wave customization on, you can actually kind of just shoot him even while he's armored up. Because he only has armor in the front. So if you shoot above him, it'll arc over and hit him in the head.
Nice.
So again, that customization kind of coming into play, helping you deal with different enemy types.
Yeah.
But as we go through here, we get to Battalion, the boss.
Battalion. Yeah.
Who has really just a few attacks, but those attacks are pretty dangerous. This dude is meant for war. every part of his body is a weapon.
Yeah.
Like, most of these other
He's
ones
made
look like they're
weapons.
Sorry?
He's made up of weapons.
He is! His entire body is a weapon. His head looks like a grenade launcher. His arm is drill spikes. His other arm is a literal Gatling gun. And I'm pretty sure the knee pads in his legs shoot out rockets.
That's awesome.
And his face looks like a knight face, too. Like, he's got, like, the grill that, like, knights had on their helmets.
Yeah.
It's very, very cool. But so what he does is he'll jump to the ceiling. I guess he'll kind of stab his spikes in to hold on and then do a Gatling gun shot. into the ground, mm-hmm. which actually covers a lot of space, so you really need to be wary of where you're standing.
Yeah.
He'll just straight up, like, summon an enemy out of the ether? I don't quite know how that works.
They tend to be able to do that.
It's just like he throws, like, fairy dust in the air, and it's like, oh, an enemy's here now.
Yeah.
Like, all right.
Sure.
But then his attack, after you kind of hit him for a few bars of health, is something I like to call, my body is a weapon. So, like we said,
nice.
All of the parts on his body could potentially damage you. So he actually breaks up into his component 5 parts, 2 arms, 2 legs, and his head, to kind of buff with you. So the first 2 things that attack will be his legs, and they shoot out crisscrossing missiles across the bottom of the screen. Mm-hmm. Then it's time for the machine gun and the drill spike. So the drill will try and kind of just ram, like, drill into you, while the machine gun will kind of keep tabs on where you are and shoot in that area. And then after that, he gets through that cycle, the head kind of combines with the rest of the body in either left or right corner, depending on where you are. And then shoots out this final cannonball shot that takes up a fair majority of the whatever opposite side of the screen he's on.
Yeah.
So
pretty much it's going to hit.
Yeah. So you gotta be careful fighting Battalion. Yeah. Like, dude is ready for battle.
Yeah.
But it was a really fun fight. I gotta say, it was a bit frustrating. Totally. It took me a few tries to get through that. Just because of that arc on his machine gun and having to deal with other enemies that pop up.
Uh-huh.
It made it a bit challenging, but not too much so. I didn't enjoy it. other than that, what do you think? Is that that about cover it?
Yeah, I think so. Is there any... I'd like to know a little bit about him, though.
Well, you come to the right place, my friend, because it's time.
Right.
I've opened up my store doors, and I'm ready to show you the internet backstory.
Woo!
Internet backstory.
Right.
Yes. So on sale today, we actually have some information on Battalion. Mm. If you're interested in that, I could tell you about it. Dude, what do you think? Are you...
I think, what do you think, Jerem? Well, yeah, it's true, but we would like to know some info.
Yeah.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah?
I agree. Let's do it.
Alright, we're in agreement?
We'll take one internet backstory of Battalion, please.
Alright, let me just get that off the shelf here, and let me just read through the first few pages just to make sure this is what you're looking for. So, Battalion, his nickname is Bat, by the way, is a base-capturing robot specialized in mid-range to long-range bombardment. He utilizes a Gatling gun for crowd control and a head-mounted revolver for bombardment. He demonstrates high faculty for tactics and strategic planning. His appearance is based around artillery, particularly machine guns. Weighing in at a hefty 1,323 pounds and is 10 feet tall.
Wow.
My God, this thing is imposing. So that's 600 kilograms and 305 centimeters. Holy Joe. This dude
that
is huge.
Small. Huge.
Let's talk a little bit about his story. So, Battalion goes berserk along with the other Mighty Numbers. He takes over the abandoned military base in an attempt to raise a robot army and invade the city. Guess that makes sense. His personality. While affected by the virus, Battalion will behave like a stereotypical war sergeant, insulting Beck throughout the stage and urging him to fight on. After he's defeated, though, he becomes slightly less aggressive, but still keeps his stereotypical military speech pattern. Okay. I guess that's kind of what I expected for someone like that.
Yeah.
Let's see. Battalion's development. He was the first... Battalion's development was first started when the team wanted to make a boss with a heavy military weapon theme. Inafune decided to base him on the Gatling gun, as it is a personal favorite of his and packed a lot of aesthetic impact. In fact, the kanji characters ga, to, ri, and gu are across the top of the design image. Interesting.
Okay.
Battalion's design was originally quite humanoid and complex, until Inafune felt that he needed to be simplified. He urged the team to go from a human design to a robot that looks like a Gatling gun with limbs. At this point, the team decided to establish the concepts of the other eight bosses first. Going from his rough silhouette, they brainstormed more and decided to on the design he currently looks like.
Cool.
Yeah, a little bit of trivia. Similar to the other five robots in that game, Battalion has similarities to Bomb Man, Crash Man, Napalm Man, Grenade Man, and Commando Man.
Commando Man.
Command Man. I guess that makes sense. All those sound like war weapon people.
Yep.
And Battalion was the first Mighty Number boss to have his name revealed, I guess, when he was when they were creating the game.
Okay.
And that's all I got for Battalion.
Cool.
Very, very cool. I'm pretty satisfied with where we are right now.
I agree, Zach.
Bit of a shorter episode, actually.
Short episode today, that's okay.
Yeah, it's fine. I'm satisfied with that.
Gotta keep it, you know.
Nice and condensed sometimes. Yeah. We got our major points across. Was there anything else we really wanted to talk about?
No.
Okay.
I don't think so.
So let's do our normal end of show wrap up. So thank you again, guys, for listening. We really appreciate it. As always, you can get in touch with us one of a billion jillion different ways. You can send us an email at itsthextreme@gmail.com. You can rate a review on iTunes, on Google Play, on Podbean. You can send us a tweet or tweet at us directly at itsthextreme. You can look at old archived videos of stuff that I made before on our YouTube channel at itsthextreme.
That's true.
What else can they do, Joe?
Email us.
Yeah. Again, you can simple. You can email us. You can send us Gmail. Snail mail. You can send us mail. You can send.
Maybe we'll.
What?
You know, add our PO box one of these days.
Yeah, maybe. I don't know. Eventually, maybe. But for now.
Yeah.
I think we're good with what we got. Thanks again for listening. Don't forget to tell your friends about us. That's how we're going to grow this podcast and make it huge. So tell everyone you know. Say it to the stars. Put it on a billboard.
Yeah, shout it out from the hilltops.
Run to your local hilltops and shout, "It's the Extreme." And then somebody will be like, "Shut up! Get down from there!" And you'll be like, "No, I'm a rebel." And it'll be like, "You can't go up there. There's robots up there." And you're going to be like, "What?" And they're going to be like, "Yeah, you're actually in a video game right now." And then you're going to be like, "What?" And then everything's going to go topsy-turvy, and Joey, I've lost the metaphor.
And then you're going to be like, "Oh, yeah."
Thank you for bringing it back. But that's about it, you guys. Thanks again for listening, and we'll talk to you again next week.
Yes, that's true.
And don't forget to write it down.
Peace.